This is Tamara Wallace at the Kansas Corn Summer Listening Tour, and I'm visiting with Josh Rowe, CEO of Kansas Corn in Wamego, Kansas. Josh, tell us about the new on-farm technologies in regards to the production of corn.
Yeah, and thanks for the time today on that. So lots of exciting new forefronts in corn production there, and it's just all about greater efficiency, sustainability. You look over since the 1970s, corn production in the state of Kansas is up over 500%, but acreage is only up about 300%. So it takes 41% less land to produce a bushel of corn. And so we continue to see technologies on this seed side to use water more efficiently, resistant to different pests through there. Kind of outside of the seed bag, if you will, a whole slate of new crop protection products that just help maximize that production as well. And on the equipment side, it really never ceases to amaze me just the amount of data that our producers are able to collect to just know just right down to almost the square meter level what is going on in that part of field. And there's just really neat things on the forefront. I've watched things such as applying fertilizers and chemicals with drones, just from that being just a hypothetical thing to now it's actually pretty mainstream and seeing a lot of producers utilizing it and businesses popping up.
Tell us about the upcoming farm bill in regards to corn.
Yeah, and upcoming farm bill, it's tough to even put when that will go. Hoping there's always a push here after the election season through the lame duck session. It might have to go into 2025. Our priorities are pretty clear, is to protect and strengthen the safety net that we have. Top priority is crop insurance. Kansas has a lot of climate weather variability across the state, and so having that safety net in a bad year is real important. And we do a lot of work as producers are growing corn more efficiently, gaining new export markets overseas to export not only corn, but our co-products, like ethanol, distillers grain, and then protein sources in all forms, as we call it, corn in all forms there. There is some much needed increases in the trade title of that as well to help our partners expand markets overseas.
Tell us about the ethanol efforts that corn has a role in.
Yeah, through that, we'll start at the policy level there. Just strong support to put ethanol on a level playing field with other forms of transportation, whether that be, getting a fair shake, if you will, versus an internal combustion engine versus electricity. Strong advocates to expand and make sure all areas of the country can utilize E15 or 15% ethanol blends year-round, and then we've got legislation pushing through that would really give automakers those credits to allow them to produce high-efficiency internal combustion engines, similar to how they receive large credits for electricity. And the state front, what the Corn Commission does, we continually work with fuel retailers that, with cost-share programs, if they wish to offer higher blends of ethanol through that. Our staff has just been rock stars at helping these fuel retailers apply for federal funds available to help with that cost.
Tell us about the commission-funded programs.
Yeah, and so on the Corn Commission side, which is funded when our growers sell that bushel of corn to a first purchaser, 1 cent is collected as an assessment there. The main forefronts, we work a lot on market development, so ethanol market development, work a lot in the trade space with our partners such as U.S. Grains Council and the Meat Export Federation. But a really big hallmark program of the Kansas Corn Commission is our Seed to Stem Education Program. And we continue to set records every year. So that last school year, over 104,000 students across the state in several thousand classrooms received some state-certified curriculum around corn production, and also have tracks on ethanol, GMOs. It's been a banner success.
Well, Well, Josh, it sounds like Kansas Corn is just doing a phenomenal job for the farmers and getting out there. So tell us how to find out more information about Kansas Corn or to become a member of Kansas Corn.
Yeah, the best place to go is our website at kscorn.com. Has anything you need. Also has all of our staff's contact information as well as our grower leader board members there. So that's the best spot.
Well, thank you, Josh, for taking the time to visit with me. And again, I've been talking to Josh Rowe. He is with Kansas Corn. He's the CEO. And we're in Wamego, Kansas at the Kansas Corn Summer Listening Tour. And I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRN.